The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Miss a segment? Want to share a segment with a friend? Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com to catch the podcast. Plus, hear our past shows. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com.
This week, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders called for a revolutionary plan to cancel college student debt.
We should not be punishing people for getting a higher education. It is time to hit the reset button.
All right. His idea of the reset button would be to strike $1.6 trillion in student loan debt for around 45 million Americans. It would then instead be paid for with a tax. You got it, a tax on Wall Street financial transactions. Sanders says an entire generation of young Americans should not be sentenced to a lifetime of debt. And he called education a human right in America. Well, my next guest is former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, and he is joining us to talk about this subject and others in the news. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Barry, it's always great to talk with you and your listeners. Thank you for having me back.
You know, I looked at some of the things you have said recently, and not long ago you were appearing on Fox Business, and you talked about this very subject, about the Democratic candidates. You got to watch out. They're starting to hand out all this free stuff. But it has to be paid for somewhere. Expand on that.
Well, absolutely. Look, you know, it wasn't that long ago people thought President Obama was radical for trying to subsidize health care for the middle class. Historically, Democrats, liberals have wanted to subsidize things like health care and food and other items for the poor. President Obama expanded to the middle class. Now Bernie Sanders wants to pay for everything for everybody. It's free health care today. It's going to be a free car tomorrow and a free house after that. And look, it all sounds great, Larry. I mean, the reality is, who doesn't want more free stuff? It's like government gets to play Santa Claus, but there are real problems with this approach. The first is that, you know, again, Bernie's not excluding anybody. The wealthy, he's saying, look, we're going to pay for everything for everybody. The first problem with that approach is it's not free. We've already got $22 trillion of debt. And, you know, who's going to pay that? It's not just the wealthy they're going to pay. It's our children that are going to pay that back. I think it's immoral to keep spending money when we can't afford the government we've already got today. Talk about jeopardizing their future. Talk about leaving behind fewer opportunities than we inherited from our parents. That's not the American dream. The American dream is not to become dependent on government. The American dream is to get a better job and be able to create a better quality of life for yourself. The second problem is, with more government spending comes more government control. And you see this not only with the tuition programs, but with Medicare for All. You know, now they're saying, the Democrats are saying, you don't even get to choose your health insurance anymore. In the old days, President Obama used to promise you get to keep your doctor, get to keep your health plan. Turned out it wasn't true. Now they're saying, too bad. Even if you like your health insurance, we're going to take that away from you. The same thing will be true with college. If government starts paying for everything, they're going to start running everything. When government runs things, it becomes political. It becomes less efficient. Third, and finally, in terms of, you know, why this is so problematic, Bernie Sanders and the rest of this group, they make the mistake of thinking the federal government should do everything. Look, I'm a strong believer that education should be more affordable. I'm a strong believer that we shouldn't have kids with all this debt, but it's not good for their families, not good for the American economy. That doesn't mean the federal government needs to pay for everything. You know, in Florida and Texas, under former governors Rick Perry and Rick Scott, they actually competed to make their public universities more affordable, to make college degrees more affordable. In Louisiana, when I was governor, we fully funded a program called TOPS at the state level that said to kids, if you maintain an average ACT and GPA, we'll actually pay for your tuition. But it wasn't a federal one-size-fits-all program. These were local solutions. So, look, it sounds good. It sounds great. The federal government wants to play Santa Claus. It's not realistic. It leads to more debt, more government control of our lives, and more waste.
Well, and then there's Kamala Harris, the senator from here in California, who has been quoted famously on her town hall talking about health care. And in just these broad terms, take a listen to how simplistic she makes it sound about how health care could be.
I believe the solution, and I'm actually feel very strongly about this, is that we need to have Medicare for all. That's just the bottom line. And I'll say this, and this is, I think, why you're also asking this question. What we know is that to live in a civil society, to be true to the ideals and the spirit of who we say we are as a country, we have to appreciate and understand that access to health care it should not be thought of as a privilege. It should be understood to be a right. It should be understood to be something that all people should be entitled to so that they can live a productive life, so they can have dignity. And having a system that makes a difference in terms of who receives what based on your income is unconscionable, it is cruel, and in many situations that I have witnessed, inhumane.
All right.
I have talked about my personal experience of my mother who passed away many years ago and going through the healthcare system with her.
So they want to have these examples that they can draw on that make it sound like, well, it's unconscionable. It's a human right. We owe this to everyone. This has got to be paid for, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, and not only that. Look, first of all, you almost feel bad for your Senator Harris. I mean, not doing very well in the polls. And I know that, you know, being a former prosecutor, now she's being attacked by far left groups for being on the side of law and order in her previous career. And she's like Joe Biden's quickly disavowing all of her previous positions and actions, saying she didn't mean it when she'd said and did those things before. When it comes to health care, look, I thought it was pretty amazing. She was asked point blank, all right, under your plan, what's going to happen to the 170 million plus Americans that have health insurance today, many of whom like their health insurance? There was just a poll out literally today showing the vast majority of Americans with health insurance, with coverage, like their health plan, like their doctor, like what they're getting today. It's not perfect, but a lot of people like what they have today. And she just said point blank, too bad. They're going to have to give that up. And this is what happens. Not only is it expensive, Larry, not only do we all have to pay for it, Can you actually imagine the government having absolute control over our healthcare system? I mean, you think about when you or your loved one gets sick and you're in that hospital ER, that right. Examination room with the doctor. You don't want a government bureaucrat making those decisions, right. Second guessing those doctors.
The DMV is always the example that we give. Do you want the DMV handling your healthcare? Now, real quick, she goes on to throw just quick generalizations about just do it, just make it happen. Look, you're right. There's a cost to it. I know doctors who say the reimbursement rates under Medicare are so low, some may choose not to even be in the industry anymore. I mean, we're driving the medical profession out of the profession with all that's going on here. Any comment before we jump over to immigration? Because that's another hot topic.
You're exactly right. Look, it's got a $32 trillion price tag, this Medicare for All plan. And you're absolutely right. One of the reasons doctors and hospitals, especially the hospitals, are opposed to this is they know the substantial rate cuts they would have to take. This is what you see with Obamacare. He promised access for everybody, and instead you've got these tight networks, high deductibles. So more people may have insurance cards, but many of those people can't see the specialists and the doctors they absolutely need. I'm all for people getting the health care they need. I'm all for it being affordable. But what kind of victory is it if you simply tell people they're covered, but when they get sick, they can't actually see the doctors, go to the hospitals they need right. to get the care they need? So absolutely, she makes it sound simple. She makes it sound simplistic. That is not what's going to make our healthcare system better. Yeah. There are things we can do to make our healthcare system more efficient, more consumer-based, more consumer-friendly. Medicare for all, a one-size-fits-all government takeover is not the answer.
All right, before we get to immigration, let's combine immigration and health together. Governor Gavin Newsom here in California has allotted $100 million in a recurring budget item to provide health care coverage to illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, whatever you want to call them, in our country, 18 to 24, 25 to 6, something like that. Is that not going to be a magnet to people get free health care? And then to pay for it, he wants to bring back the mandate in California and charge Americans, Californians who don't choose to buy insurance to pay for the insurance of the illegals.
You know, look, I go back to what then-Senator Obama said when he was a candidate for president. It was pretty tough. When he was a candidate for president, and they were talking about this idea of a mandate to force people to buy health insurance, he said, no, we don't have to do that. He was arguing with then-Senator Clinton, former Senator Clinton, and said, no, we don't need to do that. He said, the problem isn't that Americans don't want to buy health insurance, it's that it's not affordable, so we don't need the mandate. Then when he was president, he threw in that very unpopular mandate, that very unpopular tax. And by the way, they went to the Supreme Court,
and said all along, they told the American people it's not a tax. They went to the Supreme Court when they were being challenged on the constitutionality. They said it was a tax. They won their Supreme Court case because of Justice Roberts. They left the court, and they went back to saying it's not a tax again. So, you know, their definitions, they change whether it's a tax or not depending on what's convenient for them. I think this is a huge mistake, bringing back a very unpopular mandate, unpopular tax. And make no mistake about it, Governor Newsom is trying to do it through the Medi-Cal program. I know that he's trying to use state funds, but he'd love to shift some of those costs to other federal taxpayers. So this impacts people all over the country. This is not the way to solve the immigration problem. And this goes back to a fundamental problem Democrats have. You know, they're against securing the border, which is very popular with the American people. They need to be honest with the American people. As a country, we have a right, we have an obligation to secure our border. My parents came to this country legally. I'm for legal immigration. I think that people who come here legally and follow the rules can absolutely help make us a stronger country. But we have laws and rules for a reason, and it makes no sense to simply say we're going to let anybody come in, we're not going to enforce the border, and this is just another step towards radical liberal policies amongst the Democrats when it comes to immigration. It's not what the American voters want. They're playing politics. They think this is going to help them with their base in the next election, but they're ignoring the fact this is not what the majority of the American people want.
So President Trump wanted to do enforcement, round up 2,000 people in major cities and toss them out, people who have come in illegally, had their court date, failed to show, have an eviction order in place, fully legal. This is guaranteed following the law as it stands. And Democrats said, no, let's not do that. Family. It's all about family. What do you say? If he ends up doing it, he's held it off. It'll be another week or so till it kicks back in if they don't work out a deal. Democrats say the president's going to look bad. Americans are all about family unification. Who cares if they're illegal? You got about 30 seconds to tie this one up.
Well, you know, a couple of things. One, by one study, President Obama actually had more deportations in his early part of his administration than President Trump. You didn't hear Democrats complain about them. The ball is squarely in Democrats' court. They've got a chance over the next 2 weeks. Speaker Pelosi asked the president not to do this, to delay. Now is their chance to fund the border security, the border wall that we need. They were for it under a previous president, under President Bush. They can be for it again. It's time for the Democrats to stop playing politics with this issue. They can solve this problem. They can help fund the border security that we need, but it's time for them to act and stop focusing on their political base.
You did it. Got it in 30 seconds. We'll have you back. Always interesting, always topical. Former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who we met, by the way, at one of the debates when it was out at the Reagan Library, and I've got a photo that I sent you of that. Thanks again for being on the program.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.